Hi, this is Morty Lefko with another edition of the weekly podcast, Conversations with Top Personal Development Bloggers. Every week we have a conversation with a blogger who has a slightly different take on personal development. There's so much valuable material being offered by personal development bloggers. This is the best place to find out which ones might provide you with just what you're looking for. What's unique about each blogger? Why they started writing their blog? How their personal experiences inform their writing, why you ought to be reading their blog, and a lot more. Today I have the pleasure to speak to Angela Artemis, who has a blog called Powered by Intuition, and it seems like her focus is on how to draw upon and use our intuition, but let's find out from her exactly what she does and why she does it. So Angela, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Where am I speaking to you from? Where are you located?
I live right outside of New York City in a suburb in northern New Jersey.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. I lived back in the New York area for many years and then lived in the Westport, Connecticut area for many years before moving out to San Francisco area about 12 years ago.
Ah, a native.
Yes. So, what was the impetus to start your blog? What gave you the idea that you should be blogging?
Well, I've always been a writer, and I had written before. I actually worked and wrote for newspapers and magazines. I was a contributing columnist, and I knew that when I wrote a book, I would have to get publicity for it. So at the time, this was back around 2008, I started looking into blogging. And that's what led me eventually. I started out having a totally different blog because my background is in finance. So I'm trained as a financial planner, and I've been financing all different types of investments, people, and businesses for nearly 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I had started out with a blog about investment, about personal finance. And I soon learned that while I can do that for a living, I couldn't sustain writing about it on a weekly basis because deep down inside I had a different calling. So eventually I started Powered by Intuition, and basically it was just to promote my books. And I quickly learned that there's a whole world out there around blogging. There's a whole community and there's a whole group of people that I had never heard of, and I grew into this world that I now absolutely love, and I feel that I couldn't stop even if I wanted to.
Wonderful. So you started in 2008 then, is that it?
Yes, I started with a different blog. And
when did the personal development blog start?
January 2010.
Okay, great. Okay. What's your background in personal development? How did you, what gave you the idea to start writing about that?
I like to tell people that I have been reading the same book for 40 years. It might have a different title, but it's the same book over and over and over. And I was a really avid reader even when I was a child. You know, I won all the reading contests in school and read the most books and was a very fast reader. And so I started reading books that were probably beyond my age group, taking them out of the library when I was a preteen. And by the time I was a teenager and able to actually get to a bookstore and buy paperback books, you know, I started reading Wayne Dyer and any self-help, self-development book. I guess I think we called them self-help then. I really never heard the term self-development until I became a blogger, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So I read all those books. And as I got older, I found I was really drawn to Eastern philosophy, meditation. I became a meditation instructor. I was really drawn to metaphysics and things that could explain the big questions in life. And eventually I realized that my basic, pure passion was around using your intuition. And I started to really narrow my focus on learning all I could. And what I found over the years was I could never find a book that explained it to the degree with which I felt comfortable that when I walked away, I could say, aha, I get it. You know,
okay.
I was always confused. So that's what led me to start writing about it and write the books that I write, because I felt that people needed a higher degree of clarity, where they got something that was so specific that they could walk away and basically say, oh yeah, I totally get it now. So it really was a long journey, and it began when I was a pre-teenager. I know that's a long answer, Morty, but
no, that's a great answer. are there any specific, intuitive experiences or whatever, any specific personal experiences you've had that have been particularly useful in writing your blog?
Well, I remember something that happened to me when I was 8 years old that I will never forget, because it made me realize that something was different about me. Before that, I didn't know it. I had no idea. I don't mean to say different. Everyone is intuitive. The degree to which you develop it takes you from being intuitive to being a psychic. And but I had an experience where I was outside and I was playing with my best friend and my sister, and it came up in conversation. I'm obviously going back quite a few years. I don't remember the exact conversation, mm-hmm. but one of them said, oh, did you know so-and-so's daddy died? And it was a child who lived one block away from us in our neighborhood. And I didn't know that the person died, but I immediately heard in my mind, something told me the person died of liver disease. Now, I'm going back quite a ways where people didn't talk about alcoholism, and they never even mentioned the word cirrhosis of the liver. It was just not something that you would hear commonly, and certainly I was an 8-year-old child. I didn't even know what that was. I didn't even know what liver disease was, but I immediately said, oh, yes, he died of liver disease. And my sister and my friend said, you know, how do you know that, and what's that? And they looked at me, and I honestly didn't know what to say. I just knew that it was so. And later on, when I went home, I mentioned it to my mother, and I said, yeah, and so-and-so, and they died of liver disease. And she looked at me very oddly and said, well, who told you that? How did you hear that? And I knew right away I wasn't supposed to be talking about it, but I didn't know why, because I honestly didn't even know what it was, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I knew that I had hit a chord, and I knew it was true. So that was something that I will never forget to this day, because it was a defining moment. And then that spurred me to start searching. And, of course, back then, you know, if you went to your local library, you didn't find too many books about that subject, mm-hmm. but I kept digging. And then really, until I was old enough to go somewhere on my own, go into Manhattan, go to specific metaphysical bookstores, when I was much older, I just read every book I could get that was somehow, in some way, I thought related to that. And it gave me a very broad background.
So have you had more experiences like that? I assume that since then you've had that many
yeah.
times.
Yes, many, many, many more.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was somewhere one day and I was sitting behind a couple and I just heard that voice again and it said, this couple lost an infant. And I would never say anything. It's none of my business. But they, after this, I was at a conference, they started talking to me and it somehow, the right conversation emerged where I could say something without intruding upon their privacy and, you know, overstepping my boundaries. Mm-hmm. And yes, in fact, that's exactly what had happened. And as I was sitting behind them, I kept getting more and more details about what happened, which I shared with them. And that's just something now that I'm used to. And of course, I don't go around saying it to people because, you know, it has to be the right environment.
Sure.
And it has to be invited. But this happened to have come up, so... But yeah,
that's fascinating. I've just gotten particularly interested in intuition in the last few months. I've always had this little intuitive voice that spoke to me that, you know, I never took too seriously. And I was diagnosed with cancer a few months ago.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And the voice told me I would be okay and, you know, not to worry about it at all. And,
wow.
I've also, the work that I do enables me to not really feel stressed, to not give meaning to things, so there was no stress. So between no stress and not giving meaning, after a while, I just started chemotherapy, and the voice said, it's toxic, stop the chemotherapy, and
wow.
You'll be fine, you don't need anything. And obviously my family and the doctors were very concerned, but the blood measurements that they give indicated that the extent of the cancer was dropping rapidly. So I stopped the chemo and I just kept doing what I was doing, the diet and nutrition and a couple of other things, energy healing, so forth. And the numbers just kept getting better and better. And after a couple of months, there's no sign of cancer at all. And my my voice keeps telling me very specific things, like the blood thing is going to be, you know, under 10, and it was. And then it said it was going to be 3.7, it was 3.4. It just keeps going down. It tells me what the numbers are going to be and that I'm going to be fine and to not worry about it. And it's been right every single time.
Wow. I don't doubt it. I always tell people it's never your intuition that's wrong. It's either you ignore it or you misunderstand it. That's very exciting. I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you. I've never had it with anybody else, but I'm now starting to listen and ask good questions and about other things in my life. But it's a fascinating topic, and I'm interested in finding out more about it. How often do you post on your blog, Angela?
Well, I do it weekly. I used to do it bi-weekly, but it became a little bit overwhelming. So I do it weekly now, and I just post a new article every week.
Okay. Do you accept comments?
Yes, I accept comments.
Do you generally have a chance to respond?
Oh, absolutely. I make the time. Absolutely.
Good. Okay. What would you say is unique about your blog in the personal development field?
I would say what's unique is that I approach everything from a basis of listening to your inner voice, and that I feel that we all have access to all the answers if we just find a way and a method to listen. Mm-hmm. And I try not to pose as an authority or a guru, because my whole focus is on teaching people to listen to their own intuition so that they become their own authority, their own guru in their own life. And I honestly, as much as I know many of my subscribers and people that read Powered by Intuition, they really, really want me to teach them to be a psychic. I have some resistance around it, because I want to teach them how to listen to their own intuition.
So
they don't need to go to psychics. I don't think I put that correctly. I want them to be able to listen to themselves, because they have all the answers. And the only reason we really make the mistakes that we make in our life is because we don't know how to tune in. Mm-hmm. Because I can tell you with 100% certainty, every time I have ever spoken to any of my clients and we go back over the mistakes they made in their life, they will always identify there was a certain feeling they had in their gut. There was a certain thought that occurred to them, I shouldn't do this. There was a knowingness about not doing what they were going to do, but they ignored it. And that's one of the best ways to learn, though. Because when you identify that, it's a huge light bulb moment. You can then relate everything you do to that moment, and you can learn how to listen. Everyone gets it differently, but for me, the focus is different. I want to teach people how to fish so that I don't have to send them around getting fish from other people.
Got it. So. Okay, very good. Has anybody in particular influenced your thinking? Do you have any particular role models that have helped you along the way?
I think my role model was an author by the name of Shakti Gawain.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I read, I think, almost every one of her older books. I may not have read her more recent ones, but the one book of hers that changed my mind and changed the way I thought about intuition was, I think it was called Living in the Light. Mm-hmm. I may not have that right, but in the book, she talked about listening to your intuition and following it to find the right life. To live a life that was authentic to who you were inside. And I had never thought about that before, because as I was growing up, and I started at a young age giving readings. I was reading the tarot when I was pretty much of a youngster, and I started doing astrology and started just giving readings to people. I just thought that's all that it was about. I didn't know that there was any other purpose for it. somehow, I guess, you know, I didn't get that information, but then in my early 20s, I read this book, and all of a sudden, again, I had a light bulb moment, and I realized, no, this isn't for, you know, entertaining people, or this isn't for, you know, helping people figure out, you know, is my boyfriend cheating on me or something like that. It's really for finding your way in life and finding the life that really resonates to your soul, that fulfills you at a deep, deep level. And that's when I became really impassioned with intuition.
Sounds exciting. Do you have a long-term goal for your blog? Is there a purpose that you're trying to achieve with it specifically?
Well, I think the long-term goal is just that it attracts the right people who resonate to my message, and hopefully it helps them have that light bulb moment that the real reason that they want to learn how to use their intuition is to guide themselves. I think that if we start a movement for people wanting to guide their own lives in the right direction and listen to those whispers inside, we'll have a much happier world.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have an overall life vision or mission that the blog fits into? Do you have a purpose for your life that's bigger than that, and the blog is sort of one way for you to accomplish it, or is the blog sort of an end in itself, or tell us a little about that.
No, I think it's just a one cog in the wheel, I guess, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's with the coaching that I offer, it's a mechanism to attract people so that I can help them and teach them my philosophy, which is what I explained before, that I truly believe your intuition is a sense that's there for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And its purpose is to lead you and guide you in the right direction, whatever that direction is for you. In fact, one of the books that I wrote was all about that, and I call it the intuition principle. And that's the principle. The intuition principle is about learning to listen to your intuition so that you do end up on the right path. You do live that life that really resonates fully down to your soul and your toes, you know, where you can get up out of bed every morning and feel in such alignment with your life. You know, you're not going to get up one day and, you know, you're doing a job you hate and you just feel like you're dragging yourself to work and not knowing the way out. If you listen to your intuition, there is a way out.
Thank you so much. Do you have any idea what your demographics are, what your audience is?
Oh, yes, I do. They are 99.9% women. Uh-huh. They are women who are college educated and in most cases over the age of 35.
Is there particular countries?
Yes, mostly it's America, Canada, Australia, and in that order, and then the UK. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I mean, there's many, many other countries. I have a large following from India, people from Thailand, Singapore. I think from the East, but you're getting me down to the little, the lesser. I'm not 100% sure, Marty.
We don't need that. Thanks. What would you say is the single most important thing you've told people that's made a difference in their lives?
I think the single most important thing is that your intuition will never lie to you. It is always right. The problem is how we interpret it. It's our own misunderstanding. I mean, I have people writing to me constantly. I get lots and lots of email, and they always ask very similar questions. How do I know what my intuition is? How can I separate it from my other thoughts? How do I know it's not just my wishful thinking? And the way that you can tell is you must first go back to your own inner desires. If there's something that you really desire to create in your life and you become very, very attached to the outcome and you're trying to listen to your intuition to follow it to create this outcome or this life, if you are too attached, you will be confused over your intuition because your intuition is very factual. It doesn't come with a lot of emotion. It's sort of like just the facts, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't cater to your whims. In other words, just because you want something, it doesn't answer you because you want it, because your ego has become attached to this outcome. It states the truth. It's the truth, the truth, the truth, the core, and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you might hear something like when you were hearing about the outcome with your cancer treatment, you might have had some fears around it when you were first diagnosed, and, you know, you might have had some possible, you know, oh gosh, you know, I don't want this or whatever. But the moment that you got that answer, were you engaged in something else? Was your mind absorbed in something else? Did it come to you out of the clear blue?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I had heard the voice and had talked to it and had conversations with it in the past, but hadn't done it regularly. And I was just listening and I heard it, and it basically said from the very beginning when I got the first diagnosis, you know, you'll be fine, there's nothing to worry about, everything's okay. And then after I did the first round of chemo, I got a sense that I'm doing it wrong, I need to find some other place. And
mm-hmm.
I ended up finding another place in Chicago that I went to twice because I thought that they had a better approach. But after the second one, the voice just said, stop.
Right.
And I did one more just to be able to get some evidence that I was in the process of healing to make my wife feel better. But I felt pretty confident just from what I heard inside my head.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is you'll feel confident. A lot of times you'll be doing something completely different. You're driving, you're taking a shower, you're taking a walk, you're gardening, you're cooking, you're absorbed in, you know, chopping vegetables. Whatever it is, you're not focusing on it, number one. Number two, you're not really attached. Because it comes out of the blue, it's not something you've been sitting there and wringing your hands and saying, oh my, I just have to know, tell me now, oh intuition, give me the answer. You're not in that mode of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it just makes you feel, after you get the answer, it just resonates down to your core. You
yep.
know it's true.
Yeah,
and that's that, just that the facts, ma'am.
Yeah, that resonates with me, that feels right. Let me ask you one more thing about that. It's more about your material than your blog as such. Where do you think the intuition comes from? Where do you think people's intuition is? There some universal consciousness, or how do we know things that we in fact have no reasonable, rational way of knowing?
Well,
that
seem
to be true so often.
I don't think it comes from your brain at all. I think it comes from the mind, and the mind is our minds are all attached in some way that I don't know, that of course I can explain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at some point physics can really explain it, but I think there is a higher mind
mm-hmm.
That is the source of all life, and it's an intelligent source, and it's constantly streaming this intelligence, and we are able to, since we are already a part of it, we just need to focus on actually receiving and interpreting and understanding this information. So I think it comes from this greater mind that we're all part of, that's in and around and through each and every one of us, and it also is the source of life. Now, I can't explain it any better than that, but...
that's a good one. Okay, makes sense. It feels right to me. Fine. And the URL is poweredbyintuition.com, right?
That's right.
So is there anything else that you'd like our audience to know about you or your blog, where just people will come and listen? Hopefully we'll get lots and lots of people to hear this interview or to read a transcript, and they're trying to decide, is this somebody I ought to investigate further? Is this somebody I ought to, you know, take a look and read her blog and see what she has to say? Is there anything you haven't said yet? Maybe you've said it all, which is fine. Is there anything you haven't said yet about you personally or your blog that would give people the sense as to who you are, what you represent, what you have to offer them?
Yes. The reason why I became so passionate about teaching people to listen to their intuition is because of all the mistakes I made in my life by not listening to mine.
So I can relate to every person that comes to me because I have been there. I have made mistakes, and I've made some of the same ones over and over until I finally got it. So I feel that I am coming from a perspective of having been there, and I learned the hard way what it was like to ignore my intuition.
Very good. This is fascinating. I think we've spent a few more minutes than I usually do. There are just so many interesting things you were talking about that really sounded fascinating. I intend to spend a little bit more time on your blog myself, and hopefully a lot of other people will find out about you and will also. So thank you so much, Angela, for giving us this time today. It was a fascinating conversation, and I appreciate your spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Morty.
Talk to you later.
Okay.